Iowa real estate headlines. Iowa Real Estate Commission, protecting the public through regulation. The Iowa Real Estate Commission protects the public by overseeing the examination, licensing, and regulation of real estate practitioners. Understanding the Commission's regulatory mission helps Iowa real estate professionals maintain compliance and uphold industry standards. Review the Commission's mission and regulatory overview at https://iowa.gov/about/boards/real-estate. Iowa Real Estate Headlines, Iowa Public Records Online Directory, a new resource for IA real estate pros. Iowa Public Records Online Directory provides centralized access to public records for the state. Real estate professionals in IA can streamline due diligence, title research, and property verification through this single access point. Bookmark http://publicrecords.netronline.com/stateia for faster public records lookups on Iowa properties. Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowa License and Permit Portal. Check professional credential status online. The Iowa state government provides an online resource to verify personal, business, and professional license, permit, and registration status. Real estate professionals in IA can use this portal to verify their own license standing or confirm credentials of contractors, appraisers, and other vendors before transactions close. Bookmark https://iowa.gov/licenses/permits for quick license verification during due diligence. Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowa County Assessor Property Assessment Resources. The Iowa County Assessor provides online resources to help estimate property taxes and make real estate inquiries. Real estate professionals in IA can utilize these tools to help clients estimate tax liabilities and streamline property inquiries. Access the assessment and inquiry tools at https://iowacounty.iowa.gov/assessor/property-assessments. Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowa County Assessor's Office launches online real estate search tools. The Iowa County Assessor's Office now provides online access to property assessments, tax credits and exemptions, Board of Review information, and a real estate search function. Real estate professionals in IA can streamline due diligence, verify assessment data, and research exemptions for clients in Iowa County without office visits. Bookmark hetiowacounty.iowa.gov/assessor/ for quick access to Iowa County property records and assessment resources. Iowa Real Estate Updates. Iowa County launches online real estate tax and recorder search tools. Iowa County, Iowa now provides searchable, database-driven online resources for looking up real estate, tax, tax sale, and recorded information. IA real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client transactions with centralized asset property records and tax data for Iowa County. Bookmark https://iowacounty.iowa.gov/real-estate/ for quick lookups on Iowa County properties. Iowa Real Estate Updates. Iowa Building and Trades Licenses Available. The Iowa Department of Insurance provides information on licenses for building, construction, and trades professionals in the state. Real estate professionals in Iowa need to be aware of licensing requirements for tradespeople they may work with or refer clients to. Visit the source URL to apply or renew licenses. Iowa Real Estate Updates. Iowa County Recorder's Office, key resource for real estate document services. The Iowa County Recorder's Office provides access to vital and military records, passports, DNR licensing, real estate documents, and additional county services. Real estate professionals in IA rely on recorder's offices for property document recording, title research, and transaction support essential to closing deals. Bookmark https://iowacounty.iowa.gov/recorder/ for real estate document needs in Iowa County. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of IA cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics' liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies: title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what?